Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf Lamed Ches, and we're holding two lines from the bottom of the Amud, where the Gemara is going to continue talking about the Inyan of Ma'aser Sheni. As you recall, we learned a couple of days ago, there was a machloikis whether or not you could be yoitze with matzois mitzvah, meaning matzos on the Seder night. Can you be yoitze with Ma'aser Sheni matzois? The Gemara discussed two potential issues related to matzois, sheni matzois, maser sheni matzois. Issue number one was that it says in the pasuk that it has to be lechem oini, and when it comes to maser sheni, the pasuk says liachalti vi oini mimenu. And even though here it says with an aleph and here it says with an ayin, the Gemara feels that those two are similar enough; they're mischalef. So it says lagavi maser sheni that you cannot eat it ba'aninus. And here he's saying you're supposed to dafki eat lechem oini. So that was one issue according to B'yosei HaKlili. Then the Gemara had another issue, the Gabi, the fact that it says b'chol moishwei seichem toich l'matzois. And when you're talking about Maaser Sheni, you can only eat it in Yerushalayim. You can't eat it outside Yerushalayim. So those were two issues that we already discussed. Now the Gemara is going to raise a third issue. Before we get to the matzois mitzvah, we're going to talk in general about Maaser Sheni, how it relates to three halachas. This is Omer Rav Asi. Izeh shel Maaser Sheni ledivrei Rav Meir, potcher min achala. Ledivrei Chachomim chayeves b'chala. What is this Rav Meir and what is this Chacham? It's a machloikis in Mesechtes Kiddushin, which is really not a machloikis here or there, but it's a machloikis throughout Shas. When a person has Maaser Sheni food items in Yerushalayim, person, Baruch Hashem, he's a farmer, he lives in Hebron, he lives in Tel Aviv, he lives in Beersheba, anywhere in Eretz Yisrael, and he had Baruch Hashem a nice crop, and he gave the trumas, and he gave the Maaser Rishon, and now he brought his Maaser Sheni to Yerushalayim. And what do you do with the Maaser Sheni Yerushalayim? You eat the Maaser Sheni Yerushalayim. Now, is this considered to be Momen Gevoya or Momen Hedget? Is this holy money? To a certain extent, it's holy. You can only eat in Yerushalayim. If a person happens to be Tomei, he's a Balkeri, he cannot eat it until he goes to the mikveh. So there's certainly a degree of Kedusha that attaches to Maaser Sheni. But in terms of Choshe Mishpat, in other words, who actually owns the Maaser Sheni? What do you mean? Belongs to me. I mean, it doesn't belong to anybody else. I'm the farmer, I brought it.
It doesn't belong to Hashem.
So it doesn't belong to
Hashem.
That's the question. Whether it's considered to be Momen Gevoya and it belongs to Hashem and not to me. What difference does it make? I'm going to eat it. I'm going to make the same bracha. I'm going to eat it the same way. What? The nafka mina is, what happens if you go and find a potential kala and you want to go and propose to her? Unfortunately, you don't have a ring, but you got tons of Maaser Sheni, and you say to her, young lady, hari at me kudeshesli, with all of this Maaser Sheni.
I don't think it's...
And shouldn't say young lady.
There's a kala with this?
If you're in the context of a young woman and you're single and she's single, maybe, but...
No, I'm saying it's not yours to give, that's what I'm saying. Not that you shouldn't give a woman anything that she
deserves. That's exactly the point that we are trying to make. If you were to go and hand your kala Maaser Sheni worth $1,000...
It's not even yours, how dare you?
Oh, that's a machlokes. According to the mayor, the chasana is not chal. Everybody should go home. They should throw out the invitations because the wedding did not take place. There was no effective consideration given. No money given. It doesn't belong to me. It belongs to the Rabbi Nishalai. That's according to the mayor. According to Chachamim, no. Even though it's takatru, it has holiness, but it belongs to me. I can be makadosh as a isha with this Maaser Sheni. So this is a big machloikas. So now the question is, do you have to go and give challah from this Maaser Sheni or not? Isha shel Maaser Sheni, meaning you went and you brought grain from Tel Aviv and you brought it to Yerushalayim. It's Maaser Sheni. You went and you crushed it and you winnowed it and you ground it and you made it into meal, into flour. The added water. Now I got Isa, I have a whole batter. As we know, typically there's a mitzvah to go and give challah to the Kohen. Question is, do I have a chiv of giving challah from this Maaser Sheni? So what's the issue? What's the question? We'll see Mechem the Gemara on the Amud Aleph, because it says in the Pasuk, Reishis Arisoi Seicham. chala tari misaruma. It's got to be yours. According to the mayor, it doesn't belong to me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me a pikadon. I'm in charge of it. I'm allowed to eat it, but it doesn't belong to me. So therefore, there's no din of giving chala.
But if you separate it already, then isn't the rest yours?
You can separate as much as you want, but the question is, does it have a din of chala or not?
Oh, wait, oh, the master saying itself is the okay, exactly. not the principle.
Right. So the Ezer Shal Master Shein the Remeir Peturim and Achal. It's part of because it's not Reisha Sarisa Yisaychem. The Derei Chacham, or the Chum hold that it is Master Shein, it's Momin Hedjoit. It belongs to the individual. Chayyavs Bechal. Same thing as Tapa the Amid Matzah Shal Master Shein. Oh, that's why we brought this, of course, for our Halacha. The Derei Remeir Ein Adam Yotiv Dechavasim Bepesam because the Matzah said to belong to you. The Divrei Chacham, Yoytiv Dechavasim Bepesam, because the matzahs don't have to belong to you. And the Gemara is going to ask in another few lines, where does it say matzaschem? Here it says arisei seichem, but what's the din that has to be yours? We'll get back to that in a moment. Esrik shel matzah sheni. Oh, I have my own esroigim patch out in Petah Tikva, in Bnei Brak, in Tel Aviv. I can't go and eat that esrog outside Yerushalayim, so I bring it all the way to Yerushalayim. And once I'm there, someone says, you know, that's such a beautiful esrog. Before you decide to go and eat it, why don't you go and use it for the Arba Minim, and you'll have another mitzvah. Hey, that's a great idea. Can you use an esrog of Master Sheni for part of your Dalet Minim for Sukkis? The Remeir, any Yoytzeh B'Deich Chavasim beyond it. You cannot use it, because it says, U'lekachtem lochem. By Yom Arisha and create other copies tomorrow, etc. It's got to be yours. It's not mine, according to the Meir. See, not Yoytze. The Vicham on the Yoytze, but the Chavos with Yontif. You can be Yoytze because it is yours after all. It's Mamein Hedget. So, as you see, this Shaila, whether it's yours or not yours, Machlek Zemein Chacham, has three halachic ramifications. One legabe Hilchas Chala, one legabe Matzah on Seder night, and one legabe Arba Minim on Sukkis. As Maskur Papa, Bishlami Isun Dechsiv Arisoy Seichem. As we said before, it says in the Pasik, Gracious Arisoy Seichem. Arisa means your dough, your batter. What's the din of Gracious Arisoy Seichem? Chala Tari Masruma. From that Isa, make sure to go and give a tithe called Chala to the coin. But it's got to be Arisoy Seichem. So I understand why in both of those cases I would say according to the mayor you're potter min achala and you cannot use it for lulav and esrik. It's not yours. It says the word matzah numerous times, but it never says matzah aschem. So I can go and borrow a matzah. Somebody lends me a matzah, I'll pay him back. Whatever. So the question is, Miksa Matzaschem, does it say anywhere Matzaschem? What does that have to do with Rameir?
Only ask
him on Rameir. Exactly. Omer Rabbi Yisrael Rav Yimba Barashalim Ya'asiyu Lechem, not Lechem, Lechem, Lechem. You learn Lechem, Lechem. What's like Lechem, Lechem? Ksivacha. When we're talking about the mitzvah of eating matzahs on Seder night, it says in the Pasuk, Lechem Oini. But the Ikar is, it says the word Lechem Oini. This pasuk vayyo v'acholchem is the pasuk that precedes the pasuk reishis arisoy seichem. You have it here in number 4 or at least dalet in your gemaras. Vayyo v'acholchem milechem ha'aretz. You want to go and eat from the bread of the land. Terimus truma l'Hashem. Now we don't mean over here lashon of truma, but rather this is pasuk yud tes. In Perek Tesvav, Pasik Chof in Perek Tesvav, which is Ois Aleph, or number 1. Oh, how do you go and give Truma from your Lechem Aret? Reishis Arisei Seichem, Chalo Terimus Truma. So these two psukim go together, and they're introducing the halacha of Chal. Oh, so there it says the word Lechem Aret. And here it says Lechem Oidi. Malal Mishalachem Afka Mishalachem. It's got to be yours. And since according to Meir, it's not mine. It's Mamon Gevoya. I'm not Yoitza with Master Sheni Matzois. So putting aside the concerns that we had previously related to the issue of that Master Sheni can only be eaten with Simcha and not Baninus. And then the other question that we had, the Gabi B'chol Meishovois. Here we have another good reason why, according to Meir, you cannot use Master Sheni Matzois because it's not Shalachem, it's not yours. Okay, Zokhtimar, who's the one that said this comes to Shikol Torah? This was Rav Asi here on the Amud Beis. Lame Masayle, let me bring a riot. See, Gemara is saying is, let's bring a raya from a brisa. Now, if you notice the words of the brisa, a word for word for word, exactly what Ravasi said. We're not adding, we're not subtracting. Okay, Gemara said the divrei meir part of menachal. It's the same. So Gemara asks, lay messiah. This is not. Perhaps I have a maybe I can go and bring a raya. What do you mean maybe? He says word for word what Ravasi said. So Kimur Hochi Kamar Lima Mira Pliba Isa Banach Nami Pligi. Oitomashani Osmachsabari Soy Sechem Ari Soy Sechem Tre Zimni. What the Imar means with the Lima Sayalay is not to the first halacha of the Isa Shalmas Sheni Potter. That's crystal clear, that's a brisa. But let us go and take that one step further and see whether the brisa could be the basis of Rav Asi's halacha, say legabi matzah, and say legabi an esrik for yontif. Dosok dimar, leme de pligi bi isa, since I find this machlokes in the brisa by isa, by the din of chalat. And since Rav Asi tied the three in together as if they're all one package deal, would I say banach nami pligi, that based on this brisa, let's not just bring a raya to the case of challah, but bring this as the basis of the other two halachas too. That wherever the Torah requires, it has to be lochem. A contra meir, it's no good because it's mamon gavoya. Oy dilma, maybe the brisa holds only by challah. Well, why only by challah? After all, they have the other drashes. Shani hosim dichsiv arisay sechem. Arisay sechem trades in by the fact that the Torah says it twice. The Gemara, the Torah is like saying, and I mean it. It's got to be real lechem, real lechem. When it comes to Maaseh Sheni, you couldn't remain. It's not lechem. It belongs to Mum and Gevayah. However, by Esrog, it only says it once, lechem. And even by Pesach, it doesn't say it at all. It's only lechem, lechem. So perhaps those are considered to be weaker drushes, if you will. It's not as explicit as this brisa. So I don't know what the brisa would hold in the other two cases.
Doesn't both? If it says lechem, it doesn't mean both, Oni and Eretz?
So we have, you're right. We have Bereishis Rishechem, and there it says lechem. And here it also says lechem. And therefore we learn one from the other. Just like over there it's got to be lechem, here it's also got to be lechem. All the Gemara is saying is Rav Asi's three halachas are beautiful, and his makoyrois, his sources are beautiful. The question is, can we go and say it's crystal clear based on this brisa? And the Gemara says on halacha number one it's crystal clear because the brisa is saying word for word what Rav Asi says. But to be able to go and extrapolate for the other two cases of Rav Asi, maybe I have a raya, perhaps, but maybe I don't. It's not crystal clear that I can extrapolate from that for the other two halachas as well, one for matzah and one for esrik.
Where does it say Arisa Sechem the second time?
Reish Arisa Sechem Chalitri Musrumo. You'd have to look up the psukim. I don't have the chumash in front of me, but it says twice. Zoti moravait boy Rabshim Elokish Mao she yetsi odi v'dechabasi v'chala shel matzah sheini b'dushaloyim. If you want to see it now, I'm sure if you. Here, if you look it up, it'll show you immediately where it's from. Right? Good. Zok to Yomara, boy, Reb Shimon Lakish, Maushi Yetsi, Odim Lechavosi, Bechalo Shel Maser Sheini Birusha Loyim. Aha. So now I have a matzah which has a double whammy, double distinction. Besides being matzah's mitzvah that I want to use and say tonight, it happens to be number one, Maaser Sheni. And number two, it is part of challah, meaning a kohen received in Yerushalayim challah shel Maaser Sheni, which is what you got to do, right? If I brought grain up from Tel Aviv to Yerushalayim, and it's Maaser Sheni grain, and now we went and made it into flour, and the flour we made into an Issa, into a dough. Now I have to go and separate challah. Who do I give the challah to? To the kohen. Now the kohen eats the challah, and I tell him, by the way, this is very special challah. It's challah shel Maaser Sheni. Does he reference both here?
I'm looking up. I'm
in the English in the footnotes, he doesn't bring it to
He doesn't give the opusik.
But he gives the citation.
I'm wondering where else besides Parsha Shlach does it mention the
Right, okay.
That's really my real question.
Okay, and did he give you two sources?
I'm looking at the
references.
Okay.
Or Shalom?
No, they didn't have it there.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Anyway, so getting back to Gemara, can you be yoytze with challah? Now, back in our Mishnah, we said that a kohen could be yoytze with challah. Obviously, you and I cannot because we are not kohen. However, kohen can be yoytze with challah. Here, it's challah, not just regular challah. It's challah of maaser sheni. Now the question is, what is the din? I'll leave the basic leave to Baylach. Couldn't you basically leave there's no shot? You found it?
No.
Please give me the answer.
How
many
stories
you
got?
Huh?
Another passage inside
Kasher Shlach. Yeah, no, Avada. Two times your toes. Number 9. Avasi, however. It doesn't bring both.
Right.
It should. 6 and 7. Let's see, 6 and 7. No, you got to look it up based on this.
I'm trying to keep track of where these things are.
You're doing fine. You're doing beautiful.
The precious A is about chametz and masa. It's about masa.
Yeah, no, understood. Okay.
Right.
We'll look it up.
Okay.
We'll look it up. Mir tishem. Anyway, getting back to the Gemara, in the middle of that. Mm-hmm. So Shimon Lakish says we're eating challah of Maaser Sheni Yerushalayim. Can you be yoytze with that matzah mitzvah on Seder night? Could you basically? There's nothing to talk about. Remember, Yosef Lili was the one that said Maaser Sheni cannot be used for matzah mitzvah because of the fact that it says lechem oini and leichalti ba'oini mimenu. His hashda bechulin loynafik madach when you only have maaser sheni chulin. Now he doesn't mean chulin because it's maaser sheni, but he means maaser sheni as opposed to the portion of challah. You have a large batter, you take off the challah, so 90% of the batter is now chulin, maaser sheni chulin, and the other, well, I say 10%, 3%, 5%, 2%, 4%, depending whether you're a balei bus or whether you're a private individual. But the point is that you have to give a certain percentage to the challah to the kohen. So couldn't you basically that holds even on the remaining portion, loinofik, you cannot be yoitze. Why can't you be yoitze? Because of the oini, is b'chalosei miboya. Here, the challah of it, which is really special, it's even more singular and outstanding and unique, and presumably it should also be eaten with a festive ear. So certainly, Rabbi Yosef Lili would certainly hold that challah should be the same halacha, that you cannot be yoitze matzah mitzvah. What's the Rabbi Kiva? B'chulin hu denafik. We said according to Rabbi Kiva, why can you use the matzah sheni for matzah mitzvah? We have an issue. Rabbi Kiva was not concerned about the oini, because it says it doesn't say oini. The pasuk says oni, depends on the kriv, the ksiv. But we had another issue according to Rabbi Kiva, and that was b'chol moish v'iseichem toichlu matzos. And based on that, we said Rabbi Kiva would agree that you cannot make matzah mitzvah b'yoytze matzah mitzvah from bikurim, because it's got to be dafk in Yerushalayim. However, the Gemara said that according to Rabbi Kiva, you could make out a Maaser Sheni, matzis riba, Mara Isa, why is Maaser Sheni different than Bikurim? So the Gemara, because Bikurim, there's never, ever a Shaila, never, ever another option, alternative, you have to eat in Yerushalayim. However, when it comes to Maaser Sheni, guess what happens if the Maaser Sheni becomes Tamei? You can be poided even in Yerushalayim, And once you're poided, you can even eat it outside. Can't Maaser Sheni is not the same degree of kedusha as truma, so you can be poured in, then just go and eat it. For those people, they're not makbid to eat everything on taras hakodesh, or even just taras achulin. Anyway, so then you mark it. Boy, lachal even Rabbi Kiva, mechulin hu denofik. Rabbi Kiva holds that you can use Maaser Sheni chulin as opposed to challah. The matami, because if it becomes, or the imitmi, if it becomes tamei, yesh len hetter b'moishavoyz. You have a hetter b'moishavoyz. Besides b'moishavoyz, that you can eat it throughout Eretz Yisrael, because of outside of Yerushalayim. Why can you eat outside of Yerushalayim? Because if it becomes tamei, you can be poided, like we said in the Gemara. Of a challah, the imetamia less lehetter b'moishavoyz. When you're talking about challah, if it becomes tamei, and you're talking about challah, which is Maaser Sheni, you cannot be poide challah. So it's going to remain chalas maser sheni, ulisreivaz. The only thing you could do is go and burn it, and therefore lechayra loy nafik. This reason that we gave, that according to Rabbi Akiva, you can be yoytze matzis mitzvah with the matzis of maser sheni, that's only based on the fact that you could go and be poided and theoretically eat it outside Yerushalayim. So it's not necessarily going to be dafka b'chol dafka in Yerushalayim. It could be b'chol mashvi sech. But by the case of the chal, you can't go and be poided. Oydil mamrin and hoyil the iluloi kar alei shame the itmi isla hetem meishavis the nafik ba hashen nami nafik. Or maybe we see a svar of hoyil. What's the svar of hoyil? What would happen if we were not to be koyrish shame on this piece? We were koyrish shame on another piece. After all, we have a large batter over here. The large batter, I could go and give from the right, from the left, from the top, from the bottom. It's sakat true, I gave from the right, and that I made into challah. And this challah of Maisa Sheni unfortunately became tameh. All of that is true. But had this piece not been challah, had we been talking about another piece of the batter, then I would have been able to go and be poided, even though it became tameh, because it's just regular Maisa Sheni. And we said before, Maisa Sheni Yishalayim, you can go and be poided. So hoyil the iluloi karalei shame, had we not called it chal maser sheni, had we left it as stam maser sheni, the itmi and it became tummy isla heter meishavis, then it would have a heter. The nafik bar you could be yoitza hashanami nafik, so here too you should be able to be yoitza. So now the obvious question is, why do we such a svar of hoyil that if I wouldn't have made it into challah and it became tummy, Ablamais, I did call it challah. Yeah, exactly. So Rashi is bothered by this question. And Rashi says that the reason why the Gemara subscribes to the inyan of hoyil in this situation is because you really have to look at these matzis and look at the two different designations separately. Look at the maser sheni designation and look at the challah designation. Vis-a-vis the challah designation, there is no requirement of meishavos. You can eat challah, the kohen can eat challah anywhere. Aha. It's only the maser sheni that impedes his ability to go and eat it anywhere, and that's why the Torah says b'chol moshvei seichem. Ah, but vis-a-vis that maser sheni, if it were to become tamei, guess what? Says Rabbi Akiva, more quoted from, I believe, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Lazar, the drasha, that if it becomes tamei, you're allowed to go and be poided even in Yerushalayim. So in terms of the challah, there was never a problem of being poided. You didn't have to be poided. You could eat it anywhere. You can eat in Yerushalayim, you can eat it in Haifa, you can eat it in Tel Aviv, presumably even in Chutz La'aretz as well. Everywhere. So that wouldn't have been a problem of Chomesh V'Sechem. The only problem that exists is because of the Maser Sheni designation. No, if it becomes Tamei, the Gemara said before, since you can be poided in Yerushalayim itself, then it's still considered to be matzah, which is roy, to be eaten b'chol ha-moishavis. Says our Gemara, that even though the two have come together over here, the challah maser sheni, and it's become tummy, and it's true, out the challah sheboy, you cannot go and be poided. That's true. However, the challah was never the issue. The challah you could eat anywhere and everywhere. The maser sheni was the issue. So the maser sheni has become tummy. So even though you're right, I cannot be poided now, but it's not the maser sheni that's stopping me from being poided. It's the challah aspect that's stopping me from being poided. So therefore, analyzing each one individually, challah I can eat everywhere, yotame nishtame, as far as the, maybe a kohen would have to go and burn it, he couldn't eat it because the same status of truma, right. but it's chol meshavis, it's everywhere. The maser sheni is the one where I have the problem because of the fact that it's chol meshavisechem, I can only eat Yerushalayim, but out's the maser sheni. If it became tame, then I can eat it everywhere. So therefore, even though the chal is preventing me, but that's kind of an extraneous consideration, but that's not in the real halacha of it. Inherently, maser sheni shenitmai can go and be poida and eat it everywhere. And that's where the moishavis question arises. There's no moishavis issue when you're talking about the challah. So therefore, that's why there's a svar to go and say, hoyil. Hoyil, not that hoyil, had I not made it into challah, had I not made it into shkoyach. But even though I did make it into challah, but the challah is a separate classification that applies to this matzah. The maser sheni is also separate. So vis-a-vis the maser sheni, if it became tamei now, I could al tmaaser sheni, I could be poydin. Therefore, there's no meishavos issue.
But if it's challah and it becomes tamei, you have to burn it. You can't eat it, right? I mean, in Yerushalayim or Bnei Brak anywhere.
Yeah.
If it's challah, only a kohen can eat it.
Yeah.
And if it's tamei, a kohen can't eat something that's tamei. So this heter of it were to become tamei, we could be pota it. Mm-hmm. Maybe it works for everything else, Meisher, but it certainly doesn't work for challah, whether it's from Meisher Sheni or from Chulin or anything else. Challah becomes
there's a chiv to go and do and burn it. What happens if the person didn't burn it, he ate it at the Seder night? Are you going to tell me he was not yoitze his mitzvah, or are you going to tell me he wasn't
yoitze his mitzvah? Baba Vera.
Fine. Was he yoitze his mitzvah of eating the matzah that night? So Morris says perhaps yes.
Okay.
Based on this hoyle.
Okay, okay, so because of the other type thing. Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Let's look at Rashi Kita Boilach Larikiva. This is about 10 lines to the top of the Amid. Kita Boilach Larikiva Lulay Dorish Oini. He doesn't learn the din of Oini because that's only according to Reb Yosei Agrili. Or Miu Hatam Meshavas Boy, but he doesn't need a Hatam Meshavas. Can meet the hell like he said before. Bikurim Hay Taimer. That's why he said Bikurim. You cannot be Yoitze Matzah. Well, Master Sheni Riba, Mishum De Espe Hatam Meshavas. I feel the Achish and Chishlaim. When in it, Marker of Laws, like we have the Gemara. Frankly, more of in our case, since this Truma, which is Chala, and it's Tame, it's Lisrefa Azla. So, Drashi, the Truma, Tamei Asur Bachila, Uba Oida Tehoira, Ein lo hetem moishavos mishum de master shenihu ubasat a kaltua machitzos less leipedir. After the machitzos are koilit, then it doesn't have pidyon anymore. Oydu mahoyu veil lekara leshem chale is lo hetem moishavos in nitma v'nafik he would be yoitze hashtanami had he not been koyder shem chale. In Nitma Benafi, Hashanami loypoka Toiras Matzmina Mishem Kriyas Shem Chala. The Toiras Matzas Mitzah doesn't leave, even though he called it Shem Chala. The Chala be Alma loynafke Mechlal Matzah. The fact that it happens to be Chala is loymalav loymoyrid. Kenam leslis we learn a Mishnah about Kehanim b'Chala. Elohal lechuda Mishem dasura leve Moishavos. The only problem is out the Moishavos issue from Rina Hovanovic. It said legabi Moishavos, legabi Master Sheni, you would be yoitze because you could go and be poided even in Yerushalayim. So it's the chalad which is the impediment, but out the chalad is no Moishavos problem. Chalas can be eaten throughout Eretz Yisrael, and so therefore does Frank the Gemara what would be the din with his chalad. So now, just to correct a misconception, you asked if in fact the matzis mitzvah which were challah and master sheni, if they became tamei, you said you couldn't eat that. 100%. Rashi said the same.
Yeah.
Here we're not talking about that it became tamei. We're talking about challah master sheni b'Yerushalayim, which is tohar. The person wants to eat it now, Seder night. The question is, can he be yoitzer?
I see. So even though he has the label, it has the label of this is challah, but because it's were it not labeled challah, were it in its previous identity as only Meiser Sheni, it would be eligible for that heter of Moshavos because of the loophole of redeeming it were it to become tamei.
Oh, exactly.
Not tame, but in itself, it is not tamei.
Exactly
that,
right.
That clarifies. Okay, that's clear.
So what is the issue? The issue is that unlike regular Maaseh Sheni, if and when it could have, would have, should have become tamei, I could be poided. Here, Chalas Maaseh Sheni, if it were to become tamei, I cannot go and be poided. Ah, so maybe that means that we're done, like Rashi said, and like Barry was quoting before, it's Asur b'Achila, and so therefore, how does that help? But the point is, vis-a-vis the challah, I'm not focusing on the Moishavos issue. The whole reason why I want to try to hang my hat under the Lazar's din, that were it to become Tameh, then I can go and use it everywhere. There's no limitation of Yerushalayim because
it's still the shtick identity is Meiser Sheni because it wasn't necessary that you separated this piece. It could have been another corner.
Exactly. So had this been solely and exclusively Meiser Sheni, Rebbe Akiva already told us you could use this matzah in Yerushalayim. Why? Because it's ro'oi to be eaten b'chol ha'moshavos. How is it ro'oi? It's Meiser Sheni. If it became tamei. If not, it didn't become tummy. Were it to become tummy, so within this Master Sheni, it has the potential of being eaten in Tel Aviv. What if it became tamei? And then anybody can eat it because there's no din of truma or challah. You have to burn it, so that it would be fine. Ah, the problem over here is that since it became challah too, now I can't be poisoned. I can't cut. I can't eat in Tel Aviv because it's challah. Of course, I can eat in Tel Aviv.
Calling it challah, simply calling it, or what's?
You call it challah at the time of the
heifer. Matzah is challah, right? Right?
This is chometz and this is matzah. Yeah, I understand what you mean.
No, okay. So,
and the challah that we're talking about is that you have the batter that you're going and kneading.
When it's still batter, is it challah? I mean, it's batter.
Okay, then you're right. But the word challah has a double definition over here.
Yes.
It's a play on words. We are thinking of challah, those beautiful things that you eat on Friday night and Shabbos day, and they're all nicely braided and all that. What we're talking about is the mitzvah of challah that you're supposed to go and set aside 2% to 4% from the batter. Today we burn it, but in the times of the Torah, they gave it to the kohen. So now, because of the fact that this Maaser Sheni also happens to be challah, can I now go and eat it? So why can't I go and eat it? Of course I can go and eat it. According to Rabbi Kiva, I can eat it b'chol ha'mashavos because it has a potential in case it were to become tamei, I can be poyed. Oh no! You can't be poyed because you're talking about challah, and challah can be poyed if it became tamei. But it's only a challah limitation, it's not a Maaser Sheni limitation. And the whole problem with Shavuos in the first place was because of Maaser Sheni. Als Maaser Sheni, I could be poyed. It's only als challah I can't be poyed. But challah says you can eat me in Tel Aviv, you can eat me in Haifa, you can eat me anywhere. That's not an impediment on Moshe Sechem. Yeah?
Amar Mar, you had said that if it was... Maaser Sheni,
it
become tamei, you can
pota.
Even if it didn't become tamei.
Yeah. No, you can't. Once it enters the world of Yishalayim, you can't be pota tahor Maaser Sheni.
Yeah. You can pota outside, but once you reach
Once it enters the world of Yishalayim, that's it. Irreversible. But in the same way, you can't be pota Maaser Sheni. Once it enters the world of Yishalayim, how can you ever say, once you call something challah, were it not? You could also say, were I not have brought the Tahor Maaser Sheni into Yerushalayim, I could have been potted outside. Once you start going Hoel, there's no end to this. Okay. Because, this.
Only the Chacham Chazal were able to put these Hoels, we can't do it. The din of Maaser Sheni of being poided says v'chiyir b'mimcha haderech kleisuchal se'esa kiyecha mimcha amokam mishivcha Hashem hakeach alosu shmo isham. It's far away. Yiyecha mimcha amokam. What can you do? Then what you can go and do is medesata b'kosev v'tzarte kesev b'yodcha v'lachta l'amokam mishivcha Hashem, that you can go and bring it to Yerushalayim. That's got to be in the case of yiyecha mimcha amokam. So you're saying, so how does Rabbi Elazar know that you can go and be poided in Yerushalayim if it became tamei? Because the pasuk says, and we learn from the masois that we gave from Yosef gave to his brothers that the word se'es means achila. The isamasis loisuchal se'es. I can't eat it because it's tamei. You can go and be poited. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, so that was the first part. So we have a hoil at work here. Back to Gemara Nochemu Kidi Boiloch. According to Yosef, Lili Tiboilach Kidi Boiloch Aliyud Rabbi Kib Chulin Hudenafik. Chulim meaning that part of the Maaser Sheni which is not Chal. The Matami, if it were to become Tam, Yesh Lan Hetzel Meshavas, it didn't Hetzel Meshavas, and that's why you can eat it everywhere, and that's why you can be Yoitza the Matzah. But now that it's Chalah, the Matami, Lesley Hetzel Meshavas, there's no Hetzel anywhere, Lesley Fa'azah, maybe like nothing. Oitel Moimrim in Oil, the Eloi Karalei Shem. The Itmi, had there not been a Shem Chalah, and it would become Tam, Isle Hetzel Meshavas, the Nafik Ba'ashanami Nafik. So that's Shaila number one that we're quoting in the name of Reish Lakish, Boy Rav Shimon Lakish. Ikadiyama, there's another version of the Shaila, and it's based on, or it's built upon the foundation of the first Shaila. In our first case that we just learned, we had that Shaila, Avad and Avad, the Hoyle makes sense, because again, it's the only impediment to being poided is the Chala, but Chala is not the impediment of the B'chol Moshe Seichem, right? The whole Indian is, why can't I go and why wouldn't I be able to go and eat this Maaser Sheni as matzah? Because I can't eat it b'chol Moshe Seichem, only in Yerushalayim. But were it to become tamei, you agree, then that takes away this issue. Why does it take it away? Because I could go and be poided even Yerushalayim, and then I could take the Maaser Sheni and take it to Tel Aviv, and I could eat it anywhere. Ah, so then there is no issue of the b'chol moish v'seichem out of master sheni. The only problem is that it became chalas. I can't, but that's a zaitig issue, and that chala has nothing to do with moishavos. You can eat chala anyway. So what is the shaila? Oh, we're not talking about that you physically brought grain from Tel Aviv to Yerushalayim and you made it into dough and you went and you were mafresh chala. Here rather we took money from Tel Aviv and you took it to Yerushalayim, and with that money you went and bought grain or you bought flour, and now we made that flour and we made it into a nice batter, and now I took off a piece of challah, I gave it to the kohen, and that challah has the status of both challah and derivative matzah sheni. It's not the original matzah sheni, it's derivative matzah sheni, or it's also matzah sheni, that challah. And now balivid rabbanu leiti boilach kim de amri yipode haynu meiser kiti boilach alivid rabbi yehuda di amar yikover. Oh, what is this all about? Oh, in this halacha that we had before, according to Reb Lozer, that Reb Lozer said that Maaser Sheni that became Tomei, you can be pointed in Yerushalayim, that's if you're talking about the Maaser Sheni itself. What happens if Nana Lakua Bekes of Maaser Sheni, Shinitma? According to Tanakama, you're pointed just like the previous case. No difference between regular Maaser Sheni and Lakua, it's all the same. No. Here you cannot go and be pointed. Now, why can't you go and be pointed? The Svara L'Choyre logically would should say, if it has the real Kedusha's Maaser Sheni, it's the original McCoy, it's the original Maaser Sheni. If you can be pointed to that, so this L'Choyre, you should certainly be able to be pointed to something which is just a derivative.
Yochav Koach Ha'av V'Koach Ha'Ben.
So Rashi says, the reason is Taka, it's just the opposite. Because the Kedusha of the L'Koyre, because of Maaser Sheni, is considered to be flimsy, compared to the Kedusha of Maaser Sheni, it's not strong enough to be able to be makabel, to be toifis pidyon. I'm trying to go and redeem something. There's nothing there to chap on, to be able to go and say, oh, I grabbed it and I redeemed it. Because it's so derivative, it's such offspring, it's such a tolda that I cannot go and do it. So therefore, the reason why you cannot go and be poided is not because of the great strength of the kesef, of the lakur, because of Maaser Sheni, but it's because of a weakness which is inherent in that lakur, because of Maaser Sheni, that it's only a derivative. And therefore, when I'm trying to be poided, it's not even tangible. I can't chop it on and say, oh, I'm being poided. That's how shvach it is. That's how Rashi explains it. Play olim lemitvis begyoin. Aha. So says the Gemara. Let's go back to the original Chalas Maaser Sheni, where we started off according to this Ikka the Amri, Kuli Alma Moided, Amrinan Hoyil. Mi Amrinan Hoyil in our case. What's the Hoyil? Hoyil the Eloi Lekua Chava. What happens if he would not have brought money from Tel Aviv? He would have brought the original McCoy, the original Maaser Sheni. What would be the din?
If it came Tommy, it could be poided.
It could be poided. And the hoil, and I have another hoil, for like kora aleishem, had I not made it into challah, the inmi had it would become tummy, yesh lehetim moishavis v'nafik bay, hashanami nafik bay. What the Gemara is saying is that according to this ikka di amri, it's really a shaila of, do you only say one hoil, or do you say two hoils? One hoil we already had. What was that hoyle? That hoyle is that had he not been korish shem chala, he would have left it. Maaser Sheni. You agree that it had to become tamei, then you could eat it everywhere, and therefore it would be kosher matzahs for yom to for Pesach night. So even though you called it chala, but since you could have, should have, would have, that's hoyle. Now we go one step further. That had this Maaser Sheni not been lekuach from kesef Maaser Sheni, but rather had I brought the original Maaser Sheni, you agree then, according to everybody, you could have been pointed, like Reb Lozer said. It's only because, unfortunately, the person didn't bring the original Maaser Sheni, but he was pointed, and he brought the money, and he bought now Kesef Maaser Sheni. So that's now a derivative. So Itaka cannot go and be pointed, but L'Choyra, as Barry was saying before, you don't want to say that Yofa Koyach Ben Mi Koyach Av. If the Koyach Av, you were able to eat it with a hoyil and be Yoytze Matzah Mitzvah, so certainly you should be able to go and be Yoytze Matzah Mitzvah with the Lekuv Bekes of Maaser Sheni. It's Taka true, I cannot be pointed, but that's not because of a Chumra in Kesem Maaser Sheni, that's because of a Kula, because of its weakness. But nevertheless, because of that weakness, I shouldn't go and now make this stronger than Maaser Sheni and say, I have two yidin sitting together. One has Maaser Sheni, challah, and he wants to eat it. Yeah, no problem, that's fine. Why? case becomes tummy. Hoyu, it's good, fine. He bought this. He has the same chal, but it's with liqueur because of matzah sheni. No, you can't eat it. No, you can't. Why can't you go and eat it? Because were it to become tummy, you could not go and be poited, like Rabbi Yehuda says. Ah, says the Gemara, it's not mistabit to go and make the strength of the holder of the Master Sheni, the Kur, because the Master Sheni, to be worse than the regular Master Sheni. If the regular Master Sheni, which is Chala, I could be Yoitza, L'choira, I should be able to say the same thing, L'gabi L'kur, because the Master Sheni, that you should be able to be Yoitza. Or Idilma, or maybe Chad Hoylamin, Trey Hoylamin, you can only push that many Hoyles. You have a double Hoyle over here. A double Hoyle is number one, that had you not called it Chala, and number two, had you not sold the Master Sheni and poided it, but you'd have brought the Master Sheni itself. So maybe Trey Hoyles Loyamrinan. Of Rabbi Mistavrishin Master Chatu. That what? Says Rashi, that just like we said, according to the Ikad Yamri, that we can use Matzas Chala Master Sheni based on the Hoyle that it could have become Tummy and that it could have been poided had it not been Chala. So I'm going to extend that not only to the Master Sheni itself, but also to the derivative, to Lekuach because of Master Sheni. And therefore, in fact, I will say two Hoyles after all. Look at the last Rashi, Mistamra Shev, Mistavra. Shei Maser Chadu, v'chihechi de nofik b'meiser gufei, nofik b'chalosei, hoyil v'shem chala le nofik b'alma v'klal matzah. Normally chala is not an issue. V'nofik nei b'chala se lekoach, to be koyach maser, but it's all the derivative of the original maser sheni. V'chmin le minei, and we're not going to be machmir by the lekoach because of maser sheni, more than the maser sheni itself. So the Gemara comes out with a grace of chiddush at the end, that if you have matzos, which look like any other matzos, but they have special, that number one, they were lekuach because of Maser Sheni, because a person brought money from Tel Aviv, which was pidyon Maser Sheni money, and he used it to go and buy grain and flour here in Yerushalayim. And after that, when I made the batter, I went and set aside 2% or 4%, and I gave it to the kohen, b'teres chala. So the kohen has now that chala of the Kur, because of Maser Sheni, he comes to the roof, can I use it now for Matzah's mitzvah? Says Rava, the answer is, yes, you can. Why? According to the Rabbanim for sure. But even according to Yehuda, because Rabbanim say Yifta. It's all going to Bekiva. According to Bekiva, you have nothing to start off with. It's oini. According to Bekiva, you'd be able to go and eat it based on Bekiva, Mitra Blaza, Mitra Yehuda, with Rava. Putting them all together, bottom line is, yes, you could be Yoitzi and Matzah's mitzvah.
Why did we take the second hoyle? I could have brought the mice originally from outside Yerushalayim. The better hoyle is, I could have not bought this chulin and made it, given a kedushas Maaser Sheni by purchasing it. It could have left it as chulin. I could have bought some other. It seems like it's a different turn in the hoyle. That is, I think, a better hoyle. This could have just been chulin legamri.
Had I not used the moist Maaser Sheni,
and the second hole should be, I didn't, and if I hadn't purchased this and it become tamei, I could have purchased something else.
Yeah, as you know, hoyles are svaras, and the svaras are all the rabbanon dikas svaras. The question is, where did the rabbanon felt that okay. Svara okay. works and where it doesn't?
One more time, what was the weakness that we said that by kesef you brought kesef, and then you should not be able to be
the Maaser Sheni money that you use to go and buy the item, for instance, the kemach, the dough, and now that dough became tamei.
Yeah.
So the chayra, I would say, if you can go and be poyed the regular Maaser Sheni that became
right.
tamei, I should certainly be able to be poyed the lekuach. Rashi says, you're right, that's a very, very good svara. What's that svara based on? Because this is weaker than the case of the original Maaser Sheni, it's only a derivative.
Right.
So Rashi says, it's so weak. It's like a 10th generation Maaser Sheni. And it's so weak that you can't hop on with the pigeon. The pigeon says, I want to be poided. Where is the Maaser Sheni? I don't see it anywhere.
See.
What do you mean you don't see it? It's right in front of you. No, it's such weak, such flimsy Maaser Sheni Kedusha.
Okay.
That it can't hop on. That's what Rashi calls Le'olim Le'mitvas Pidyonai.
Which Rashi is it in case?
The Rashi is Yikover, about 10 lines before the white line.
Kolakur,
because Maaser Sheni shenitma mishum deklisha kedusha, say, because the kedusha is so weak, for the olim, le mitvas pigeon. The only means not strong enough. The mitvas to chop on to its pigeon. Vinam they call the shem chalal. They have to my shabbos. And Rashi repeats this again in the next Rashi. Kloimar hoy lemaser sheni gufei the osi hay machmosay. This is a derivative. The kill hay minay. You can use it for matzah. The isli hetu my shavas hayidei tuma. Ah, what is etter lahai? Why do you say that you cannot go and be pointed? Lav chumru legabei. That's not a chumru. The kulu mishum dolei olim the mitzvah pidyoinai because of the fact that it's so shvach, it's so flimsy that I can't chop on and do a pidyon. But that's not a chumru. That's a kulu. And so therefore, if you're going to go and tell me by the chumru dika masu sheni that. Because it might have become tamei, therefore I can go and eat it for my shabbos because it's no longer Yerushalayim based. I can eat it everywhere. Same thing applies to the lekuvik as a mazur sheni, even though the yutaka could not be pointed, but that's not because of a chumash shabbos, that's because of a kula shabbos. So I don't want to go and exalt and elevate the kuf b'kesem mazur sheni higher than the kesem mazur sheni, than the mazur sheni itself. The mazur sheni itself that. You can eat, but the lekuv b'kesem mazur sheni, you can't eat. That doesn't make sense. And if it's in Gemara, you say hoyel, you say a double hoyel.
Excuse me, the word hoyel means since?
Since, correct.
Okay, so...
Since, you know that?
So you say it's a very important word in the sunnah.
Oh boy, is it important.
So, but I'm not getting... Since this is...
So what Gemara is saying is that
I'm cooking for one guest, I can cook for a lot of guests.
The word since is that even though in this particular case I cannot be...
It's not a limiting word. It's
not a limiting word at all. Over here in this case, it's a broadening. It's a bringing in other stuff. It's an inclusive, not an exclusive word.
Yes.
So we try to be inclusive. So at the end of the Mishnah, we had Chalas Toidur Kiki Nozir. If you had Chala that you had originally set aside for Karbonis, now this doesn't mean Chala, doesn't mean Chala in the sense of when we eat Chala and Shabbos, it also doesn't mean Chala in the sense of what you give to the Kohen, but rather it means that any time a person wants to bring a Karbon Toidur, he has to bring with it 40 Chalois. The reason why we call it Chalois is because the Chazal call it Chalas Toidur, but Toidur also says you have to go and bring Chalois Matzois. I wouldn't say it's loose, it just has multiple definitions. Just like when you look up Webster's dictionary, very often you have definition A or 1, 2, and 3. So this, the word chale has numerous definitions.
Chale savash.
Chale savash. Chale savash means honeycombs. Honeycombs are also called chale. Very good. Anyway, so you have the chalis for the carbon toida, and you have the rekikim that the nozer has to bring with his carbon. Now, it's talking about, like Rashi said in the Mishnah, they did not actually bring the carbon toida. They did not actually bring the carbon zeros. That was his original intention when he baked these chalis that they were going to be used, actually baking matzahs, that they were going to be used by a person bringing carbon toida, or it's going to be used by a person who is a nozer. So it said in the Mishnah that if he brought it initially, if he baked it initially for himself, he himself is a nazir, he himself wants to go and make a suda seido, he wants to bring a carbon toida, no good. However, if he's a commercial baker and he has a big sign next to the walls of Yerushalayim saying on it, if you are bringing a carbon toida or you're a nazir and you need chalois, come on in, we got plenty of them for you to go and bring for Beis Hamikdash. There it says that you could use it for matzahs on Seder night. Frank, the Menorah Mili. Now, the Menorah Mili is only going on the first part. The second part we're going to discuss later. The first part meaning, how do I know that if I baked it for myself, for carbon toida, or for carbon nazirus, that you cannot use it for matzah, Menorah Mili? The Gemara is going to bring two Mekoyres, two sources. Omer Abdi Makra says in the Pasuk, Ushmartem es ha-matzoi. What do I learn from Shmartem es ha-matzoi? Matzah mishtemeres l'shem matzah. You have to do shemishtemeres l'shem matzah l'shem zevach. It's got to be what we call l'shmo. And that's why when they're baking matzah's mitzvah, they say l'shem matzah's mitzvah. If you've ever been in a shmura matzah bakery, they go and say this constantly, every few minutes again. L'shem matzah's mitzvah. It's l'shem the matzah that we eat on Seder night. It's got to be l'shma. However, here it wasn't l'shma. The reason why they baked these matzahs was for toida or for nazirus. Therefore, you cannot use it.
But it says zevach, the korban, the matzahs you eat at the Seder night,
a matzos mor mechlu is also a shtikel l'shem zavach, right?
You eat it together with the Korban Pesach. Right. For instance, today there's no Korban Pesach, so we eat it without the Korban Pesach.
So the mitzvah, so
the mitzvah is certainly not the Shem
Zavach. The matzos mitzvah is an exclusive, separate mitzvah.
Separate mitzvah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. The starai is even as much as mishkayim. When you had people that were tumei and distant, they were going to make a Pesach Sheni, but they still had the mitzvah of eating matzah on Seder night.
Rav Yosef
Amar, Omakra, I have another makar. It's in the Pesach Shivas Yom Matzah Techelu. It's got to be matzah necheles the Shivas Yom, matzah that you're capable of eating 7 days. Yotzu, if you're talking about chalis toida or kikanozish and chalis shivas yom and the yom v'layla, when you bring such a carbon, you can only eat yom v'layla and you can't eat it for 7 days. But the obvious question that Barry's going to ask
you: you didn't shech the carbon, but you could do shas toida.
Exactly. So that's a very, very good question. Barry is asking: is avad if it had kedushas toida and it had kedushas for kikanozish? By how? By having shechted a carbon of Beis Hamikdash, then it would now be imbued with this limitation that you can only eat Yom V'Layla. Of Lamaisa, the carbon was not brought. Those were your intentions, but Lamaisa you didn't bring. So you can eat these matzahs for 7 days. So I understand this first svara that the Gemara brought, the first source, it's got to be Lishma. It wasn't Lishma, okay. But what Rav Yosef says, you have to be able to eat it 7 days. I can eat it 7 days. I can eat it for 20 days. What's the...
I have matzah from that space.
Exactly. So that's the Rashi's kasha. And therefore Rashi says that Rav Yosef is also relying on Rabbah. He's just adding an additional limud. Avada Rabbah is right. We start with the fact that it's got to be Lishma. Rav Yosef says, I agree with that. But in addition to that, there is another requirement that it has to be edible for 7 days. And here, since in the case of the toida and the nausea, since normally it would not be edible for 7 days, only for Yom Balayla, that's yet another reason. Now the question is, so what do you need two reasons for?
Right.
Says Rashi, we'll see Rashi in a moment, what happens if the person had in mind both considerations? As he's going and baking this matzah in the oven, he says, L'shem matzah's mitzvah, and also L'shem rikikin and korban for the rikikin nausea. Aha, okay, so what happens now? At the moment, he's not bringing the carbon toid, he's not bringing the kikin nazir. So, since I had in mind 50%, shematz mitzvah, says Rav Yosef, that would be sufficient. However, Rav Yosef says, because there's another limitation that he had in mind for both, and the second one, that is the kikin nazir and the chalas toid, can only be eaten for yom v'layla and not for 7 days. So, again, we're not talking about the, it was mamish toid and nazir, as you pointed out.
Why
but,
couldn't it be mamish toid and nazir? He brought it, and then he wanted to use Seder night, he also...
Very good question. So remember, so put aside Nozir for a moment, let's just talk about the Korban Toide. By Korban Toide, the halacha is you have to bring 40 chalas.
Right. 10 of them are chametz.
10 of them have to be chametz.
Right. Yeah.
So you cannot go and say, go bring that Erev Pesach and eat quickly the chametz.
You brought it before Chatzos, whatever.
On Erev Pesach.
The
day before, it wouldn't even be around.
Right.
There's no noise
right.
about that.
Right in the morning.
You're afraid to say good. And the Gemara said earlier in our Masechta that the reason why you can't go and bring an Erev Pesach because you can't be maybe kodshim lebei sabsol. What means kodshim lebei sabsol? About it, not though I know for sure that it's going to be sabsol, but there is a good likelihood that if I'm going to go and make brand new 10 chometz stick chalas on Erev Pesach morning, how quickly are people going to be able to consume that? So if you give them the whole yoin v'layla, okay, you can bring another couple. Yankel, Beryl, you're probably hungry. Kimaran, es no chashikol chometz. But if it's until 11, 12 o'clock midday, good chance that you're not going to be able to. That's why you cannot bring a carbon toida, and that's why we don't say Mizvalisaida. And that's why Rashi's in the Mishnah is talking about that they didn't actually bring the kabbalas. He wanted to bring it, but the Maisa he didn't bring it.
But the nazir is not.
You have to look at nazir where the Otsa has. No, probably doesn't have the chalas there. Anyway, here the Maisa Otsa he didn't bring it for whatever reason. He was stuck in the Grand Central Station. He couldn't bring it. Let's take a quick look at the Rashi. She'en nechelas the shiva. That's the fourth line from the top. The yachayim v'layla have you noise? Kedachsev basar zevach teir shlama v'yom kabbani yachal only that day. Says Rashi, well, you didn't go and shech the zevach, which is our case. Even though you could eat it for 7 days, miuki of the lav l'shem matzah ra'uyel a mitzvah is chavein. However, when he made the matzah, he didn't mean it for matzah's mitzvah. Tchi of the adaita lefsulei biyoyim Ubalayla Avda, when he baked these matzahs, it was on the condition, not with the condition, but that was his kavana to go and be postal after Yom Balayla Avda. The Islam of Yosef had Drosha to Rabbah, and Rav Yosef agrees with that original Drosha of Rabbah to be in Shimul Hashem Mitzvah. Vahu Kuros Samach, and he is Samach on that source. Ubahapalik, so what's the machlaik is now Rabbah and Rav Yosef? Bahapalik, the Inami Ichavan Lonami Lishimah Matzah Mitzvah. What happened if you had both kavanis? Lamepik Ba Mishim Toyda. Umishim Matzah. Loinofik, you know why it's no good? To be in Shimul Hashem Matzah Shel Kol Shiva. There's an inferiority, there's a defect in the Shem Matzah's mitzvah. Because the Shem Matzah's mitzvah has to be matzah that I should be able to eat all 7 days. By saying that I'm intending to eat this either for matzah or for both, for lachmitoide and for matzah, since that matzah will not be a 7 day matzah, it's only going to be yom v'layla, so that would be enough community between Rabbah and Rav Yosef. According to Rabbah, since I had in mind matzah mishtemeres Hashem matzah, I had a mind for matzah, that's good, that's good enough, even though I had the other
extreme. The second kavanah interferes with the exclusiveness of the first kavanah?
Only according to Rav Yosef, not according to Rabbah. According to Rabbah, it's perfect. According to Rabbah, it's kusha v'yusha, no problem. Rav Yosef says, the fact that I had two kavanahs, that doesn't interfere with each other. That's okay. The problem is
you're only going to do one. Either you're going to bring it, you're going to bring your nazir, your toda, or you're not, and you're going to use it for the seder. Or
true.
Not.
But since the second kavana of the chalas nazir, the rikike nazir, or the chalas matzah of a toda, limits your ability to be able to eat these matzahs for 7 days, so that undermines the shein matzah mitzvah kavana, because I could never ever had a 7 day matzah if I also had in mind for a kike nozer and for a chalas toida, and so therefore that's why Rabbi Yosef says no good. Tani kavosid rabba, tani kavosid Rabbi Yosef, word for word like we have tani kavosid rabba, yochel yotzi de chavos yetsi chavos mechalas toida kike nozer tamalim mishmar to some matzahs. Word for word, like Rabbi said at the top. Tanik was Rabbi Yosef. Yochel Yesi Adam Yidei Chavosai. Bechalas Tiru Kli Matzah. Nozi Tam Loima. Shivas Yom Matzah Tzichel Matzah Nechelas Shiva. Yotzu Shei Nechelas Shiva. Ela Yoyim Va Laila. So very very simple, word for word.
The commercial baker. Why is that any different?
Oh, that's going to be the bottom of the argument.
Why isn't the second? Isn't the second Brisa question on Rabbi? If Rabbah,
why the first Brisa Kasha on Rav Yosef? Each one requires.
Rav Yosef is moda to Rabbah. He says, I hold from Rabbah, but I mean another reason. Uh-huh. But Rabbah can't hold like Rav Yosef.
Mm-hmm.
The second Brisa is a challenge to Rabbah.
So,
why
so Rabbah says, it's obviously Machlik is Tanoim, because the two Brisas.
Okay.
This Tan holds like me, and the other Rav Yosef, only the other Tan. Me lechem oini. Oh, now we're back to the lechem oini issue. Uh-huh. Until now, we spoke about the lechem oini, the Gabi Hilchis Master Shaini. Now we're going to deal with the Gabadiz matzahs, which were lachme toida. When you bring lechem for toida, you got to be happy. That's the whole reason why you're bringing a toida. It's a Thanksgiving dinner.
You can't eat a korban if you're in any of this anyway.
Exactly. So, in fact, Rashi Taka says that. It's not just alt toida and alt naziris, that's alt kodshin.
Right.
You cannot go and eat the aninus. So just like you're saying, that if it's a master sheni, it's no good. Go and say the same thing. If you had in mind for a kikin nozer or for chalas toida, it should be no good. So Rabbi Kiva the Yom Onikziv. He learns like Rabbi Kiva that disagrees with the guy with the master chain. He says Oni, doesn't say Oini. So I don't learn this Elchalti Oini Mimen. Didn't we have that Rabbi Kiva who disagreed with Rabbi Yosi Aglili? He said, what is the Oni come to tell us? Not to go and be moitzi the aninus, but to go be moitzi that if you made a matzah shira, which is. Or not exactly matzah. Mm-hmm. The Gemara referred to it as yayin, shemen, udvash. Mm-hmm. Guess what? Every time you make one of these karbonis mincha, or these are subsets of mincha, talking about the kikanozer and the chalas toida, they're also forms of mincha. You have to go and add shemen. Oh, you have to add shemen. That makes the matzah shira. We said yayin, shemen, udvash. I'm a doctor, so it's a matzah shira. Reb Shmuel Reb Yitzchak says, what is it called matzah shira if you have a significant amount of shemen? Here it is so small, Revius, we're talking about for 40 chalas and for 20 chalas. So therefore, it's it's diluted to such an extent that it's considered to be almost infinitesimal, almost goonish, and therefore that would not be a matzah ashira problem. Oh, I got another problem. I can't go and eat it everywhere. You can only eat karbonis in Yerushalayim, maximum. Kachum kalim, kachum kudishim. Of course, only the Hazara. He's a, okay, fine, kachum kalim, but I can only eat in Yerushalayim. So avad and avad. How can I even think about eating it out elsewhere? So now we're going back a little bit into history, and we're saying that when the Mishkan was standing in Noiv and Givoin, there, and at that time, you were able to go and eat Karban Toida and Rekikin Nozer outside of Noiv and Givoin. You could eat it outside everywhere. There was no.
But it's Heter Bamos time, isn't it?
Yeah, Heter Bamos time, yeah, okay. And therefore?
No, you said the Mishkan was standing, Mishkan.
No, there was a Mishkan in Noiv and Givoin.
Okay.
Actually, there's a long Rashi over here that talks about that. No, it's okay, no way. It wasn't Mishkan in the classic sense, it was a Bayis Shalavonim. I'm quoting from the Rashi. You probably want to see this inside the Rashi.
So
start from the second wide line.
The widest wide lines.
The widest wide lines down below. When they were in Noiv and Givoin, to exclude these matzis which were originally intended for a kike nozer or a chalis toida, we need the two psukim that we had at the top of the yom, because there would not be an exclusion of the hetem b'chol mei shabbos. Why should you chol mei b'chol makom shiirtzu? They were able to eat it anywhere at any time. B'toichas man achilasa. The nami perik basid is vachim. Bo l'noiv and Givoin. In Tel Aviv and Bnei Brak, everywhere. Now, explains Rashi. Ashlukam Mishkan. So this is now a little bit of a history lesson. Ashlukam Mishkan, when they were in the Midbar, Hayibamus Mutaris, before Mishkan, which was in the second year, Rosh Chodesh Nissan, and told them Babas Mutar. Avoidim Mabchayis. Mishukam Mishkan, and Rosh Chodesh Nissan, Avoidim Mabchayim. Then Ahar and Uvonim, they took over. Menesser Abamas. Over was the Yard of Ukva Begilgal. They went now to over the Yard into Etzisov, Ukva Begilgal, Zayin Shekibshu, Zayin Shechilku, Hoyo Babas Mutaris. So the Mishkan was assembled in Gilgal, but nevertheless you had Heter Bamis for those 14 years. Bole Shiloh, then when they moved the Mishkan to Shiloh, La'achas Shel Chilku, after the 14 years were over, folk for Mishkan Shom, now you have a Mishkan, Nesra Bamis, oh, awesome. V'kulo Mefarish Mekroi, Perek Basad Zvach. Chor v'Shiloh, after Shiloh became Chor, Bimei Eli, Kishnishbo Aroi, V'Eretz Plishtim. Bole then they know, they now came to Noiv, V'lohoy Yishab Mishkan, El Abayis Shel Avonim Hoya, there was kind of a pseudo Mishkan, if you will. V'huk v'sham mizbeach and choshen, they had a mizbeach there. So it wasn't only the bombers, but they had a real mizbeach. Av orn lo yishab. Kishek shirzeru. Pelishtim. Omer bekir si orn. Esrim shon. Because we know for 20 years, the orn was away. Ad shemalach dobed. They vioi letzion. He brought it in. Letzion omen al shabon ishloim. And based on English. Kinochsib. They vioi kanamis. Orn b'sashah. Mizbeach and choshes hoye benoiv. Kol yemei shol. Ushmu, kidachsib ain't lem lechem, al tach zodikim lechem, koydisham sormi with Hashem. Oh, that's as long as so Noiv was a binyan shalavonim, they had a mizbech and choshes, but there was also heter abbas. Chorv and Noiv, al dover zeh shahor gom shahol, because he killed the Noiv Yer Gehanim. Nishanos nu David. Uboil and the Givoy, the Nitin Shom mizbech and choshes, now they put the mizbech and choshes once again over there. That's where it remained. That Shabbos Shlomo until Shlomo made the base of English. So you see, you have a whole different periods of time. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, so the two psukim that we had at the top of our Gemara, top of the Yomid base, we needed them only during the time of Noiv Givoin, because at that time you were able to eat the matzahs b'chol moishvay seichem. There was no problem in eating it b'chol ori Yisrael. That's why you had to have those two psukim to say that you cannot use them, since they were donated, they were dedicated initially for either a kikinozer or for chalois tait. Good. Tanya. Omer Abilai. Sha'alti Yisrael b'lezer ma'ushi yetzi ono b'chalois tait kikinozer. What's the din? Can you be yoitzer with them? Yes or no? Amalei lo shemati. I don't know. That's what it says in our Mishnah.
Right.
So this is what Reb Yeshua went and said. I originally asked Reb Lezer, he said, Chvesnish. And then I asked Reb Yeshua, and Reb Yeshua said, yo, yo, yo. And he quoted almost verbatim the Mishnah. Then, now says Rabbi Eloy, I went back to the Blazer and I told him the Shtikel Torah of Rabbi Yeshua. Amalezi said, Bris! Rashi says, Bris is a Lashon Shvua. In other words, he said very emphatically, Yo, yo, yo! Hey, Nen Advarim Shadam Lamosh, we see in a Yo, yo, that's Taka the Loch 100%. He's absolutely right. Or Ikadiyami, there was another version. He said, Bris, yo, yo, yo! But Hainan Advarm Shinemal Moshe Misinai, the Laitama boy. Okay, fine. Even if it's Halacha Moshe Misinai. Halacha Moshe Misinai is that what? If it happens to be that you made it for yourself, Hainan Yetzim Dechwas Vil Pesach. Limkar Beshuk to sell it to other people, then Yoitz Ben. Doesn't it have to have a reason? Even though it's Halacha Moshe Misinai. Yeah. But can't you give me some sort of logical answer? What's the Tama, Mike? Amarabo, very simple. Called Shuk, called Lishuk Emluche Mimlech. Every seller who sells his merchandise and his wares says to himself, I always have a backup plan. If I can sell it ABC, great. But if not, I'll do D and F. And if I don't have that, I'll do GHI, etc., etc.
It's always al tanai. It's always prepared al tanai.
Exactly. So I am to be a commercial baker. I want to go and sell all of these challahs. Thousands and thousands, tens, hundreds of thousands, of millions of people are coming to be oil regel. And so now before Pesach, it's a week before. I am a commercial baker. This is going to be my week to make a parnosa for the whole year. And I go and bake thousands of matzos for the toida and for a kikin nazir, big sign and put in all the newspapers. You want your matzos toida, you want your kikin nazir, come on over. And I always know there might be three or four matzos left at the end. What am I going to do with those? I'm just going to let them go stale. I'll use them for Seder night. So even though he didn't have an express kavana b'shas, he baked it, that it's going to be for matzah, but that's always implicit in the back of his mind. And if I'm able to sell, it's good. If I'm not able to sell, then I'm going to use it myself. I mean, I've got to throw it out. So therefore, that's why he can use it. It's good?
Only him.
Only him. Only for his mishpacha,
right.
Whatever. But not for...
Right. He can't... So he's selling...
Oh, that could be. In other words, what happens if somebody comes in on Erev Pesach?
I need Masa Seder tonight.
Yeah, presumably, yeah. Exactly. That's all part of his backup plan.
Mashallah.
Exactly.
So we see Kavan is... It's, so we see...
You have to have Kavan by davening too.
The Kavan by baking the Masas. Yeah. It's not the same Kavan as by Kachem. Because he's learned the first Mishnah Zvachim, call out Hazvachim.
Except for
Achatas and Pesach.
And according to Blazer, also.
Af Asham.
Perfect. Beautiful.
Thank you for the
cookies. Zagiv Zint, Rabbi Yisai, have a wonderful day. Mishnah to be continued tomorrow. The brand new Mishnah.